We live in a world that tempts us to think that the goal of life is just avoid suffering. But it's not. The goal of life is to offer my life in self-giving love. I promise you, when you get to the end of your little life and I get to the end of mine, my primary memory, the meaning of it all, will not be how much pain that I bear. It will be how much fruit that I bear. How much love and joy, care for other people. I don't know why we suffer. I don't know why. But I know the meaning, the redemption of suffering is, in any life, it can increase the capacity to love. And so I want to tell you about the lesson of the nails. This comes by way of James Michener. You might know him. He was one of the most prolific authors in the 20th century. He sold 75 million books, won a Pulitzer Prize. He was a man of faith. He was a Quaker. And towards the end of his life, when he wrote his memoirs, he explained what prompted him to write. I had been impelled to attempt this project, his memoirs, he says, because of an experience that occurred 80 years ago when I was a country lad of 5, and it was of such powerful import that the memory of it has never left me. The farmer, living at the end of our lane at an aging apple tree that had once been abundantly productive, but had now lost its energy and ability to bear any fruit at all. The farmer, on an early spring day I still remembered, hammered 8 nails, long and rusty, into the trunk of the tree. 4 were knocked in close to the ground on 4 different sides of the trunk, 4 higher up and well spaced about the circumference. That autumn, a miracle happened. The tired old tree, having been goaded back to life, produced a bumper crop of juicy red apples, bigger and better than we had seen before. When I asked how this had happened, the farmer explained, hammering in the rusty nails gave it a shock to remind it that its job is to produce apples. Was it important that the nails were rusty? Maybe the mineral in the nail made it easier to digest. Was 8 important? If you're going to send a message, be sure it's heard. Could you do the same next year? A substantial jolt lasts about 10 years. Will you knock in more nails then? By that time, we both may be finished, he said. But I was unable to verify this prediction, for by that time our family had moved away from the lane. And then Michener goes on. In the 1980s, when I was nearly 80 years old, I had some fairly large rusty nails hammered into my trunk. A quintuple bypass heart surgery, a new left hip, a dental rebuilding, an attack of permanent vertigo. And like a sensible apple tree, I resolved to resume bearing fruit. Michener writes about part of what inspired him was that he had memorized words written by John Milton many years earlier. John Milton, of course, was a Puritan poet and writer. He was blind. Interestingly, Eleanor Stump writes about John Milton in the book that we're going to be looking at through this series, Wandering in Darkness. Milton's hard desire was to be a political bureaucrat for Oliver Cromwell and the Puritans. When Cromwell was driven out of power, Milton was left destitute, impoverished, under house arrest, searched for, to be imprisoned. And it was in those years that he wrote his greatest poetry, Paradise Lost, A Paradise Regained, Samson Agonistes. She says, his greatest flourishing came with his greatest suffering, the lesson of the nails, so strange. And his words, centuries later, inspired James Michener. Milton wrote, when I consider how my light is spent, ere half my days in this dark world and wide, and that one talent which is death to hide. This story in turn, this poem is inspired by the parable of talents. And that one talent, which is death to hide, lodged with me useless. Though my soul more bent to serve there with my maker and present my true account, lest he, returning, chide. Those words, Michener said, my soul more bent to serve there with my maker and present my true account. And this drove him so much that Michener, between the ages of 80 and 85, wrote 11 books for crying out loud. He says, why did I do this? Because I was afraid of dying? No. The job of an apple tree is to produce apples. The job of a fruit tree is to produce fruit. I have a job. I'm a pastor and a husband and a father and a preacher and a storyteller and a father and a grandfather. And I have had some rusty nails hammered into my trunk in this last season. And they are not the end of my story. I am a steward of those wounds as well. And so I wanted to tell you the lesson of the nails. I don't know why it is. I don't know how it is that it happens. But you have a job. You have a purpose on this earth. And I promise you, when you get to the end of it, your primary memory, the primary meaning of your life, no matter how great your suffering, and I don't mean to minimize it or try to explain it or rationalize it at all, but what will mean the most to you is the fruit that you bore. When the nails have done their hard and painful work. For it is in the bearing of fruit, in noticing a child that nobody else notices, or drying a tear, or giving a gift to another person that can make a difference in their life, or fixing the car for a single mom who couldn't afford to get it repaired herself, or sponsoring a child, or beginning to care for folks in some other part of the world, or just doing your job, whatever your job is, raising a child, telling a story, picking fruit, being a plumber, being a computer programmer, being a teacher, being a healer, whatever it is, to do that job together with God, something, you are stepping into a reality and you will grow and you will bear fruit that is beyond your capacity. When I served at my last church, there was a couple there, Hank and Jan, and I love to talk about them. Hank was a remarkably gifted guy, very successful business guy, and it was clear that was how he was going to make his mark on the world. But when she was 40, Jan was diagnosed with a very debilitating disease, and it just kept getting worse, and she ended up in a wheelchair, and Hank ended up quitting his job to devote himself to caring for her. That did not look like much of an orchard, but I will tell you, people were more inspired by that couple and their love and sacrifice for one another than they would have been inspired by all kinds of, you know, grandiose achievements. On Saturdays at 5 o'clock, when they were in town, they would be there and Hank would wheel Jan in and she would be in a wheelchair, not able to respond very much, but his care for her and her love for him were so remarkable. They bought a house in Hawaii because that was one place that Jan was able to enjoy, and they were very generous. And Hank asked me, you know, we'd love for the staff at the church to enjoy this house when we're not using it. Would that be okay? And I said, well, Nance and I will need to go there and investigate. And we did. And it was a wonderful, wonderful gift. Hank's prayer was that he would be able to outlive Jan so that he could care for her and her need as long as she lived. 49 years after she was diagnosed, she was 89 years old. She died 2 days later. Hank died at the age of 90. The lesson of the nails. It is a strange thing. Barbara Brown Taylor writes about this, that the world's religions, Buddhism, Islam, Judaism, with the pain of Israel in slavery in Egypt, and of course Christianity, and Christianity especially at the cross, are born out of pain. How ironic it is that today the most widely recognized symbol in all of human history, it adorns more graves and more jewelry, is a man on a cross, nails hammered into a tree, and it still bears fruit. Stretch out your hand.
Hey, thanks for joining us. My name's Tim, and I'm a part of the team here at Become New. Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes from John. You can also head to our website where we have hundreds more videos just like this one that you can browse and find something that's relevant to you and your life right now. You could also sign up there to receive the emails that go with each video or to get the daily text reminder or to browse our blog or other resources that we have there. I want to let you know that John is coming out with a new book titled Steps this February. The book's actually based on the series Ashes to Beauty that we did a few years ago, and we're really excited about it. You could go to Amazon right now and pre-order that book if you want, or check out all the details at our website, becomenew.com. If you've got a prayer request, there's a team of us that meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, to pray for viewers just like yourself. So be sure to text us that request at 855-888-0444, or you can email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. We're glad that you're here. We'll see you next time.